So let me start by saying congratulations. That was a very impressive race that you had yesterday. What are your thoughts on it?
It played out, you know, a little bit in my favor. I mean, I'm really excited. It's something I think that everybody in the sport wants to do at some point in their career. And, you know, for me to be able to do it here with kind of a small team and racing with, you know, some of the best friends I've had in the sport in the final breakaway there was just huge. That's like a really good day. And, it's just kind of just one of those big goals. Checked off the box again, you know, so.
It looked like the Symetrics team all over again.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that team came together originally because it was a talented group of guys, you know, and that doesn't just go away. It wasn't a huge surprise that it was a bunch of us up there, but, you know, I think it just made for a really good, really exciting race for everybody.
And you had to work pretty hard to reel Myers in, I gather.
I think everybody did their fair share of work, for sure. Once we made it over the sort of last big climb, it definitely was a lot of responsibility that kind of shifted to me to make sure that it came back, because I had probably one of the better finishes and sort of my race to kind of let go at that point. And a lot of the other guys obviously wanted to try and win the bike race too, but I wasn't going to just count on everybody else to do the work.
You've been having a really good season so far with wins in Taiwan and Korea. What are you looking for the rest of the season?
I'm just kind of taking it one race at a time. Schedule for me is not really laid out yet. So far, I'm just happy with how things are going and happy to be able to work with Champion Systems. I know coming up, I'll be doing Super Week stuff. Looking forward to race the Delta to the UCI race for sure. And then our team's in a tour of Alberta too, so that's going to be thrilled to be able to wear the jersey at that race. Being able to be the country's biggest home stage race for sure.
I know the past year has been personally very challenging for you. How are you guys doing?
We have a pretty good group of friends and a pretty good support network around us. You know, I think everybody from people in the cycling community, people from the Olympic family have offered resources and stuff that have helped us out. You know, it's not something that you ever totally come back from, I guess, but it's, you know, the stuff that we've gone through are scars that you're kind of like willing to, you know, I think we're doing well. To have a good season going for me has been definitely eased the burden a little bit. We have such a solid relationship between my wife and I, and that's taking it a bit one day at a time, but things are doing okay right now.
What are your thoughts on the future of cycling in Canada?
Unique for me to be racing actually with an Asian-based team and seeing some of the development of the sport there, and then kind of comparing that to how it's developing in Canada. And, you know, I think the globalization of the sport is something that's really exciting for me, because I think there's unique styles and different ways of racing in every part of the world. I think it's creating a richness in the sport that wasn't maybe there before. In Canada, especially, you know, I think from the Spider Tech legacy kind of now, that all the guys over in different teams, and pretty much everybody's kind of shown that they have the talent that people thought they did. You know, they performed well on pretty much every team they've been on.
It looks like going to be three Canadians at the Tour de France. That's going to be a record. Which one of the three do you think is going to finish best?
It depends on how you want to define finish best. Straight away, you know, Ryder's going to be the man for that team, so he's going to have the team working for him. In terms of GC stuff, the other two guys are just not going to have that option. I know Swain's riding really well, and Dave's a classy guy all around. You know, I expect to see something from both of them, you know, whether it be challenges in a stage or, you know, from Swain. I think you're going to see some pretty solid last few days working for their sprinter Goss there. So, you know, he's one of the best guys in the world at that, so it's going to be exciting to see them affect the results of the race.